Chapter 7. The bomb was a rather basic incendiary device that, if detonated, would have quickly engulfed our printing room. There, the fire would have been energized by various chemicals and no less than 110 gallons of printer's ink, and would have raced quickly through the front offices. After a few minutes with no sprinkler system and no alarms, who knows how much of the upper two floors could have been saved? Probably not much. It was very likely that the fire, if properly detonated in the early hours of Thursday morning, would have burned most of the four buildings in our row. It was discovered sitting ominously, still intact, next to a pile of old papers in the printing room, by the village idiot. Or I should say, one of the village idiots. Clanton had more than its share. His name was Piston. And he, like the building and the ancient press and the untouched libraries upstairs and down, came with the deal. Piston was not an official employee of the Times, but he nonetheless showed up every Friday to collect his $50 in cash, no checks. For this fee, he sometimes swept the floors and occasionally rearranged the dirt on the front windows, and he hauled out the trash when someone complained. He kept no hours, came and went as he pleased, didn't believe in knocking on doors when meetings were in progress, liked to use our phones and drink our coffee, and though he at first looked rather sinister, eyes wide apart and covered with thick glasses, oversized trucker's cap pulled down low, scraggly beard, hideous buck teeth, he was harmless. He provided his janitorial services for several businesses around the square and somehow survived. No one knew where he lived or with whom or how he got about town. The less we knew about Piston, the better. Piston was in early Thursday morning. He had had a key for decades and said that he first heard something ticking. Upon closer examination, he noticed 3 5-gallon plastic cans laced together with a wooden box sitting on the floor next to them. The ticking sound came from the box. Piston had been around the printing room for many years and occasionally helped Hardy on Tuesday nights when he ran the paper. For most folks, panic would quickly follow curiosity, but for Piston, it took a while. After poking around the cans to make sure that they were in fact filled with gasoline, and after determining that a series of dangerous-looking wires tied everything together, he walked to Margaret's office and called Hardy. He said the ticking was getting louder. Hardy called the police, and around 9 a.m. I was awakened with the news. Most of downtown was evacuated by the time I arrived. Piston was sitting on the hood of a car, by then thoroughly distraught at having survived such a close call. He was being attended by some acquaintances and an ambulance driver, and he seemed to be enjoying the attention. Wiley Meek had photographed the bomb before the police removed the gasoline cans and placed them safely in the alley behind our building. "Would have blown up half of downtown," was Wiley's uneducated evaluation of the bomb. He nervously darted around the scene, recording the excitement for future use. The chief of police explained to me that the area was off limits because the wooden box had not been opened and whatever was in there was still ticking. "It might explode," he said gravely, as if he was the first one smart enough to realize the danger. I doubted if he had much experience with bombs, but I went along. An official from the state crime lab was being rushed in. It was decided that the four buildings in our row would remain unoccupied until this expert finished his business. A bomb in downtown Clanton. The news spread faster than the fire would have, and all work stopped. The county offices emptied, as well as the banks and stores and cafes, and before long, large groups of spectators were crowded across the street under the huge oaks on the south side of the courthouse, a safe distance away. They gawked at our little building, obviously concerned and frightened, but also waiting for some excitement. They had never seen a bomb blast before.